The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Good morning and welcome. Welcome to everyone who has joined us here in person, and welcome to all those who are joining us online. It is good to be together here this sixth Sunday after Pentecost, and together we will experience God in word and in sacrament and in the presence of each other. Invite you all now to stand if you are able, knowing that if you are not able, the church stands with and for you. Blessed be the Holy Trinity, one God, who greets us in this and every season, whose word never fails, whose promise is sure.
Amen.
Let us confess our sins in the presence of God and of our neighbor. Merciful God,
we confess that we have sinned, we have hurt our community, we have squandered your blessings, we have hoarded your bounty. In the name of Jesus, forgive us and grant us your mercy.
Righteous God,
we confess that we have sinned, we have failed to be honest, we have lacked the courage to speak, we have spoken falsely. In the name of Jesus, forgive us and grant us your mercy.
God is a cup of cold water when we thirst. God offers us boundless grace when we fail. Claim the gift of God's mercy. You are freed and forgiven in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Thank you.
The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
And also with you.
You are great, O God, and greatly to be praised.
You have made us for yourself, and our hearts are restless until they rest in you. Grant that we may believe in you, call upon you, know you, and serve you, through your Son, Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen.
And now at this time, I'd like to invite any children forward for a children's message. And I'm glad to have one with us because I need some help here. We're gonna play a little game, or I'm gonna show you the most difficult car trip in all the world. And then I'm gonna show it to you. And then because it's so difficult, I'm going to explain it to you, and then you can use it and impress all your friends. And then you can all do this as well. So you just have to quickly shuffle our deck, and I'll have you break that however you want, so I'm not cheating. You know how to break that. Just take whatever half of it and put one half to the side. Okay, and so here's the really difficult part. You have to do exactly what I tell you to do, but I'm going to guess the card that you're going to pull, okay? So, you can first of all, point to whatever card you want to take. Is it this one right here? Is that the one you wanted? Okay, go ahead and take it. Okay, and show it to everybody. And I'm going to predict what it is. It's the six of clubs. Isn't that really difficult? That is so, you can do this every time and you can impress all of your friends. Do you need me to show it to you a second time?
No,
okay. So let me explain to you how you do this most difficult of our card tricks. Do you need me to explain it to you?
No.
You don't? Well, why not? Well,
did you?
Oh no, they're not all like six. But how did I do the trick? Yeah, I saw it. I saw it. It was facing me the whole time. But I do this because our text today, Jesus says, come to me, all you are who are labor and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. And it's actually easy to follow Jesus. It's not hard. It's like this card trick. It's not hard. It's not hard to know that God loves you and forgives you and that Jesus accepts you for who you are. That way is, it's not hard, but it is easy. So let us pray together. Our visitors and our friends, on the count of three, will bring our hands together in the form of prayer. One, two, three. And please repeat after me. Dear God.
Dear God.
Thank you for loving us.
Thank you for loving us.
Thank you that your way is easy.
Thank you that your way is easy.
Amen.
This is a first reading. It's from Zechariah, the Old Testament, chapter 9, verses 9 through 12. Hear now the word. Rejoice greatly, O daughter Zion. Shout aloud, O daughter Jerusalem. Lo, your king comes to you, triumphant and victorious is he, humble and riding on a donkey, on a colt, the foal of a donkey. He will cut off the chariot from Ephraim and the war horse from Jerusalem and the battle bow shall be cut off. He shall command peace to the nations. His dominion shall be from sea to sea and from the river to the ends of the earth. As for you, also because of the blood of my covenant with you, I will set your prisoners free from the waterless pit. Return to your stronghold, O prisoners of hope. Today, I declare that I will restore to you double. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The psalm is number 145, and I'll read the first part, and you can, if you like, help me by reading the bold. The Lord is gracious and full of compassion, slow to anger, and abounding in steadfast love.
Lord, you are good to all, and your compassion is over all your works.
All your works shall praise you, O Lord, and your faithful ones shall bless you.
They shall tell the glory of your kingdom and speak of your power.
That all people may know of your power and the glorious splendor of your kingdom.
Your kingdom is an everlasting kingdom. Your dominion endures throughout all ages.
Second reading is of an epistle from Paul to Romans. Romans 7, verses 15-25. Hear now the word. I do not understand my own actions, for I do not do what I want, but I do the very thing I hate. Now, if I do what I do not want, I agree that the law is good. But in fact, it is no longer I that do it, but the sin that dwells within me. For I know that nothing good dwells within me, that is, in my flesh. I can will what is right, but I cannot do it. For I do not do the good I want, but the evil I do not want is what I do. Now, if I do what I do not want, it is no longer I that do it, but sin that dwells within me. So I find it to be the law that when I want to do what is good, evil lies close at hand. For I delight in the law of God, my inmost self. But I see in my members another law at war with the law of my mind, making me a captive to the law of sin that dwells in my members. Wretched man that I am, who will rescue me from the body of death? Thanks be to God through Jesus Christ, our Lord. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
And Jesus said, to what will I compare this generation? It is like children sitting in the marketplace and calling one to another. We played the flute for you, and you did not dance. We wailed, and you did not mourn. For John came neither eating nor drinking, and they said, he has a demon. The Son of Man came, eating and drinking, and they say, look, a glutton and a drunkard, a friend of tax collectors and sinners. Yet wisdom is vindicated by her deeds. Come to me, all you that are weary and are carrying heavy burdens, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your soul. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light. This is the gospel of our Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
I think I shared before, but my time in the prison system, when I was working there, there was a four-year period I was also a part of a tactical team. So went to all those special schools and learned how to be that tactical proficient operator during emergencies. And there's this rule that you learn there that says two is one and one is none. So two is one, one is zero. And they give you an illustration of what this means. It's for imagine you're in the prison and the power goes out. You need your trusty flashlight. So you pull out your flashlight, but it has run out of batteries. So you had one flashlight. How many flashlights do you have now? You have none. But if you have a second flashlight, what are the chances of both flashlights being out of batteries? Very slim. So if you have two, you indeed have one. So two is one, one is none. I had just finished some training and I was applying this to the totality of my life. And Jacob was still little, but he was old enough to join the Boy Scouts, so it was his first year in Scouts, and they were preparing for their annual hike up Mount Rainier to Camp Near at the 10,000 level, and I got invited to join them, and it just so happened that I was going to another training, but I had that window of driving back from Southern Washington. I could meet them at Rainier, and we could hike. So there we prepared and we trained with Jacob, and we got on all these hikes, and it happened to also be that I was training with some friends at work to climb the summit Mount Rainier. So I was very gear sensitive at that time, so I got Jacob his own backpack, and I proceeded to tell him that one is none, but two is one. So into this backpack came two of everything until he had this humongous backpack. And in the car that he was going to drive back, it went. And I went to my training, and then I met him that morning, and together with his troop, we were going to climb up to this 10,000 level at Mount Rainier. And immediately, to my surprise, everyone else had just these day packs. But here's my son with this huge pack. It was probably bigger than he was at that time. And up we went on this hike up to Mount Rainier. And about an hour in, you could tell that poor little Jacob was struggling under the weight of this backpack. And he looked at me and said, "Dad, I really don't think I can make this. It's too much." And so we all stopped together, the troop stopped to have a little rest and refreshments. And one of the leaders came over, a very experienced climber. She had summited Rainier many, many, many times. And she immediately opened up Jacob's backpack because she noticed he had this huge backpack. He started pulling out all this stuff. "Why do you have all this? No wonder you're struggling." And Jacob, always the loyal son he was, didn't rat me out at all. So there, this instructor took out everything but the very, very basic essentials. We bundle a little ball together on the side to get on our way down, and then we proceeded back up the mountain. And boy, did he have a spring in his step then. He pressed on ahead, and he got so far ahead. Actually, one of the climbing rangers actually stopped him and said, "You're too young to be up here." And he said, "But I'm with that group." "Well, then you have to go back to that group." And so now Jacob's coming down that mountain to meet us, and we're going back up. But I didn't unload my backpack. So about that point, I started to really feel the burden of all this unnecessary gear. And we then slowly made it up to that top of the mountain, or at least to that 10,000 level, the highest point you can go without being on a rope team up to the summit. But we made it, and it was a great accomplishment and joy for my son to experience this moment of almost giving up and yet reaching that point. But he could only reach it by letting go of this burden, this heavy burden that he was carrying. And today in our gospel text, Jesus says, "Come to me, all who are weary, carrying heavy burdens, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am humble and gentle, and you will find rest." And we read this, some of our most favorite passages in Matthew, and I think of this moment on Mount Rainier with Jacob. Because we indeed are carrying heavy burdens. And what is specifically this burden that Jesus is speaking of? And he's speaking of this yoke of the law. These things that are supposed to lead us towards God, but yet, in the time of Jesus, these things that God has commanded that are supposed to lead us to justice and mercy and love have become over 600 commands of doing. All these particular things you must do to become accepted by God. And in doing all these little minutiae things, we have forgotten justice and mercy and love. To bear the yoke of the teaching was a common phrase at this time in Jesus' ministry. It is to take on that wisdom of Scripture to become a follower. But as I said, it had become a burden because this law had become the things that you must do to be on the inside. And that burden is so great you could never accomplish it. But it also functioned another way because it established who was in and who was out, who was worthy to come to the temple, who had to stay home. This burden, this yoke, was a yoke of exclusion. You could only be in the in crowd if you did all the right things. And then only if you were a certain gender, this is only for males. So you hear Jesus say, don't take on this yoke. Take on a new yoke, my teaching. Leave this heavy burden of becoming and take on another burden of being. Friends, we do not have to become children of God. We don't earn our way up. We don't have to do this work. Because Christ has come, God has come incarnate in Christ to the earth to do all that we could not do, to fulfill the true law of grace and mercy and love, to live with us, suffer for us, to die on the cross, and then to rise again. My friends, Jesus says it on the cross. It is finished. The work is completed. And we can take this burden of becoming and take it off our backs and have the burden, the light burden of just being. We are now children of God. You are now the beloved of God. You are the ones worthy of God's love. There's nothing left to do but just be. And once that burden of becoming is gone, like Jacob on that mountain, then we can soar, can't we? Live into who you are. Live into being beloved. Love God. Love the world that you are. We are now set free from the burden of becoming into the joy of being. And in that joy of being the beloved of God, there is rest. And that is what we offer today, is rest. Rest in the knowledge of our waters of baptism that flow and wash over you, that you are united to God. That work is completed. We rest in the hearing of the word of God today, the word that says you are beloved, that you are chosen, that you are accepted. And we rest in this meal, for here God is with us, uniting us together as one, uniting us to God, making sure we know that God is with, for, and in us. And in that rest, we are then able to go back into this world to live the person that you are made and called to be. So may we find rest today in the promises.
Amen. Amen.
Let us offer our prayers for the church, those in need, and all of creation. God of the covenant, you call ministers to proclaim your gospel of grace throughout the world. Inspire pastors, deacons, church musicians, and all ministers of your word as they carry out your work. Hear us, O Father.
Your mercy is great.
God of all creation, you reveal your goodness through all you have made. Rivers and seas, plants and animals, and endangered species. Prosper the work of conservation organizations, botanical gardens, zoos, and wildlife sanctuaries. Hear us, O God.
Your mercy is great.
God of the nations, you desire that all the peoples of the world live in peace. Guide governmental leaders at all levels, national, state, province, and local, to work for justice, mercy, and reconciliation. Hear us, O God.
Your mercy is great.
God of compassion, you bring healing to those who are sick. Consolation to those who are grieving, and well-being to those who are distraught. God, send skilled caregivers to all in need, especially Diane, Aaron, Jane, Kevin, Mike, Jim, Kelly, Clifford, Madeline, Era, Penelope, Twyla, Karen, Colin, Katie, John, Joe, Susan. Victims of the war in Ukraine, earthquake in Turkey and Syria, and people of Furlong Lutheran Church and St. Timothy Church. And make your presence known among all who suffer. Hear us, O God.
Your mercy is great.
God of rejoicing, you have brought us together this day to worship around word and sacrament. Encourage children in their learning and growing, and watch over those who are absent today. Lead us all to places of renewal and refreshment. Hear us, O God.
Your mercy is great.
God of all faithfulness, through the witness of the faithful departed, you reveal love in action. Embiden us by their example to build up our beloved community in all the texts we encounter. All the context. Hear us, O God.
Your mercy is great.
Into your hands, O God, we commend all for whom we pray. In the name of the one who reconciled all creation to himself, Jesus Christ.
Amen.
May the peace of Christ be with you all.
And also with you.
I invite you now to share this peace of Christ with those around you. I invite you all now to stand as we prepare for our meal. With Mary. Mighty and merciful, your people praise you, saying your mercy endures forever.
Your mercy endures forever.
By your promise, you bound yourself to earth and all its creatures, granting them life and calling them to flourish. Setting the sign of your bow in the cloud, the colors of your love and faithfulness. Your mercy endures forever.
Your mercy endures forever.
In the night in which he was betrayed, our Lord Jesus took bread, gave thanks, broke it, and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." And again, after supper, he took the cup, gave thanks, and gave it for all to drink, saying, "This cup is a new covenant in my blood, shed for you and for all people for the forgiveness of sins. Do this for the remembrance of me." With this bread and cup, we remember his life laid down and lifted up, and we proclaim the mystery of faith.
Christ has died. Christ is risen. Christ will come again.
Send your Holy Spirit upon us and these gifts of bread and wine. Bless us to be a blessing. Make us a sign of your faithfulness, and send us to tend and cherish the earth and to serve the world with mercy and love. With all the saints and light, with the earth, with all its creatures, with sun and moon and stars, we praise you. O God, through Christ Jesus, in your spirit, now and forever.
Amen.
Gather together, let us sing the Lord's Prayer together. If you wish to just come for a blessing, come with your arms extended and a prayer will be said over you. But know that at this table, at God's table, all are welcome and all are free to come forward. Amen.
Thank you.
May the body and blood of our Lord and Savior keep us in peace.
Amen.
Let us pray. We thank you, generous God, for the refreshments we have received at your table. Send us now to spread your generosity into all the world through the one who is our dearest treasure, Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord.
Amen.
Now we pause briefly for any announcements for the good of our order. And Arnie's got the microphone, so if you raise your hand, he will come to you.
Good afternoon. I guess it's afternoon. No, it's still morning. Last week, I explained to you as your financial director, or not director, but secretary, about the white envelopes that you found in your mailboxes. Today, it is my responsibility to bring the ones that were not here last week up to date and give them the same information. So those of you that heard it last week, you can take a 5-minute nap or zone out or stare out the window, whatever you usually do when you don't want to listen. In your mailboxes, there is a white envelope. It contains the summary of your contributions for our church for the first half of the year 2023. You will receive another one at the end of the year, probably around the first week of January. But that's the one that will contain all of your contributions for the year, and the one you will probably want to save for your taxes. The one that you're getting today is just for your information only. And what you do with it when you get home, that's up to you. If you find any mistakes or if you have a concern, please contact me. I'll be out in the coffee area here. I will be drinking my cup of good Lutheran coffee and eating one or two of Corinne's delicious cookies. Well, maybe three. I don't know. Anyway, I hope you have a good summer, that you continue to be involved with our programs here, and that you continue your support for our church. Thank you very much.
Have any more announcements? Doesn't look like we have much. So I'll just remind us all that on Thursdays at 1, we've been gathering at the church to walk on the beach. And if anyone would like to just be a part of that, just show up at 1 o'clock. Sometimes there's one or two. Sometimes there's a huge group. We'll just go and enjoy about an hour long on the beach talking and having fellowship. So if you're new to the area or just want to ask some questions or just be part of the group, this is a fun time to come and just enjoy the beauty of God in our beaches and in the ocean. It's a great time to invite someone if they want to meet some people here. But certainly anyone who wishes to come will meet here at 1 o'clock on Thursdays. And then we have our barbecues. That's something to put on the menu that is coming up in a couple weeks on Wednesday at 6 o'clock, our second summer barbecue in a few weeks. So please feel invited to see that. And with all that being said, let us prepare our hearts for the benediction. The God who calls across the cosmos and speaks in the smallest seed, bless, keep, and sustain you now and until the end of the age.
Amen.
Thank you.
Peace.